Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. So last week we started a new series, New Year, New You.
Ooh, that's catchy.
Yeah, a lot of people are glad there's a new year.
Oh, yes.
So the whole month of January, we're going to be talking about different things for New Year, New You. Today, we're going to talk about the blueprint to your health, the essential diagnostics, because you really can't help someone until you know, right?
So you If you don't know, you can't treat.
You can't treat. But before that, we want to do our first segment. We're going to do the update on the COVID-19. Dr. Prather, how safe are the vaccines? There's a lot of talk on the vaccines right now.
Well, again, they're saying that the safety is quite remarkable, but they have come out with a warning. A lot of people are having allergic reactions. And so if you do have allergic reactions, you should bring your own EpiPen.
That's
to the
and when you the say allergic. They, who is they?
CDC.
CDC, okay.
So it's actually the CDC is now stating that you should bring your own EpiPen if you have any type of allergies. So there was a doctor recently who got a vaccination.
The COVID vaccination.
COVID vaccination, and he's allergic to shellfish. And he happened to have his EpiPen on him. And he had to give his shot because it was having a reaction, just as if he had been exposed to shellfish. So they're testing it to see what might be involved in this particular one. But there have been probably several thousand cases along those lines.
So if you have an EpiPen, take it with you.
Take it with you. If you have any type of an allergy, because again, they're not quite sure. So they're trying to find out what type of allergic reactions are taking place. Mm-hmm. But there have been some deaths. And there have
After the vaccine.
Mm. And there have been some very severe allergic reactions. The doctor who had that vaccination and then used the EpiPen, he said if he had not had that on him, he would have died.
Wow.
So, you know.
And he has a shellfish.
He had a shellfish allergy. Mm. So they're trying to figure out, because they didn't use any shellfish per se. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're not quite sure what are the allergic reactions. So there's still some experimentation around along that. So let's say you have peanut allergy, you have any type of allergens that you know of that you could have a reaction to, and you're going to get the shot, you should actually take an EpiPen with you just in case.
Interesting. So are the vaccines effective against the new mutations and... We haven't talked about the new mutations, if you want to talk about that also.
Yeah, that's right, because I didn't give the update.
We've had like a COVID break over the holidays for a couple weeks.
Okay, well, let me talk about that. There's two different new mutations. There's the UK mutation, and there's also a South African mutation. So the United Kingdom mutation has actually arrived in the United States, and it is 50 to 75% more highly contagious than the old vaccination, the old virus. So it is, you know, is it more deadly? Well, it transmits easier. So they don't think that if you get it, it's any more deadly than the old one. But it is something that is going on, and they do feel that the UK one, the United Kingdom new virus, mm-hmm. Still has used as the same proteins as the old virus to actually attach. So they do believe that that one is still susceptible to the new vaccinations.
So do they call this anything different, or it's just a mutation?
It's a mutation.
Of the COVID-19.
Yeah, they haven't really actually said whether it's... because we actually have the original... Mm-hmm. The SARS coronavirus mm-hmm. that occurred. Then we have a new mutation that actually is the one that is more common. So we've actually got a mutation there. And then we actually have another mutation that has occurred with what they call the UK, which is even more contagious than the old ones. And now we also have a South African mutation. Now, the South African mutation has a different protein for its attachment than the others. So if that actually spreads, the vaccinations probably won't be effective.
The one from South Africa.
The one from South Africa. But that hasn't really spread to Europe, North America, or any place else. But the one from the United Kingdom has actually arrived in Australia. It's also been found in the United States. So it is spreading quite rapidly. But if the South African one takes off, then they don't believe that the vaccination will be effective against that one.
So you're saying...
It all gets a little confusing.
Uh-huh. You're saying this new mutation... is 50 to 75% more
the
contagious.
UK one is
the
more
UK.
50 to 75% more contagious than the old one.
And you can call it the UK and the South Africa, but you can't call it the China. Just saying.
Let's not get political
okay,
young lady.
Sorry.
We're just following what the and they are calling it that. That's actually what the CDC is. They haven't named them yet, but right now they're just mutations. So. We had the original virus that came out, and it was actually more deadly than the virus that is going around right now.
The COVID-19.
Yeah. Well, no.
Okay. You're confusing me.
I know it is confusing. And
when you say original virus,
yes, the one that was called the COVID-19.
Oh, okay.
So the COVID, you had the original virus that was the COVID-19, and now you, this is a mutation of the SARS. Coronavirus 1. Now we've got the SARS coronavirus 2, which was which was a whole new virus that came out of that.
Okay.
But it was of the same family. Then you have 3 mutations on that.
Hmm.
So it's really, there's quite a bit of changes that are taking place in this coronavirus.
So are the new mutations more deadly?
The one from the United Kingdom, now the first mutation that we had actually was less deadly, but it was more contagious. This one, they don't know how deadly it is, but it is far more contagious, the UK one. Mm-hmm. South Africa one, I have not heard whether it's more contagious or more deadly, but it does have a different protein to it. So it will not probably, the new vaccinations that they have are probably not going to be effective with that if it actually takes off.
So were these mutations expected?
You know, and when they first came out, they were talking about, well, if we come up with a vaccination, is this actually going to be effective if this mutates? And they said, well, you know, it's coronaviruses really don't usually mutate very quickly. That there's really not a lot of changes. So they weren't really expecting any problems with the, if they came up with a vaccine, it should be good for, you know, for quite a long time before there were any mutations.
Guess what?
Guess what? This sucker mutates, and it's mutating quite rapidly in a lot of different types of forms.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, at this point, we're still playing catch up with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, scientifically, we're still kind of reaching for some straws.
So is there any investigations on where the COVID-19 virus originated?
Yeah, you talked about the China. Well, you know, and that was one thing that the State Department and the United States and the United Kingdom both have an investigation going along those lines. The World Health Organization actually declined to. At the beginning, but there was a lot of backlash on that because they said, you know, there was no. They said it's pretty well proven that it was in the wet market. Basically, it's a live animal type of a market that it originated there, and they didn't need to investigate it. They have since said, because they got a big backlash about that, and so they said that they were going to investigate it. Now, one thing that happened that was very interesting is that there were several virologists who worked in the Wuhan lab that has been accused of actually releasing the virus, who defected to Hong Kong and have escaped to the UK. And so that's something to keep kind of tabs on. To see if they have some information along those lines that we may not know about.
Would they be in the investigation?
Or? They are a part of the investigation, and the United Kingdom is actually doing it and has taken them in and is investigating to see if the Wuhan lab that was involved in actually biochemical warfare is what it was for, and doing research on different viruses, and they were doing research that we know of on the coronavirus to change it. And these virologists actually worked there and have might have some information on what actually occurred.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
Right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, for the update. When we come back, we're going to talk about the blueprint to your health, the essential diagnostics.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. Okay, we're going to talk about this Rapid Release Technology, or RRT. It's our secret weapon, like to say. It's non-surgical, drug-free treatment option.
Sure.
It's FDA-registered high-speed vibration device. It was developed in 2010.
Actually by a chiropractor.
It's a pioneered high-speed vibration therapy. It's focused on the relief of soft tissue problems affecting nerves, muscles, tendons, and ligaments.
There's a lot of different ways that you can get adhesions and scar tissue and different things released. A lot of it can actually be very painful to achieve. And it's one of the things that is not well treated at all in the disease care model up until this point. What they were able to do is come up with a concept of a vibrational instead of a mechanical. It's vibrating at a frequency that they found breaks up tissue that is abnormal. So it actually starts to change it, melt it away. When it does that, then allows the body to go in there and lay down normal tissue that is fully functioning. The good illustration on that is an opera singer who can sing, and you've got that fine crystal starts to vibrate. And it vibrates at a higher frequency, even to the point where it can even crack. What you're doing with this rapid release is you're creating a vibration, and that doesn't harm normal tissue. As a matter of fact, it actually heals it, gets more circulation, and makes it better functioning. But abnormal tissue, it actually breaks up and then helps the body to dissipate it.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid-release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid-release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the Indie A-List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. And we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're starting our new series on New Year, New You. And one of the things we're going to be doing the whole month of January, so important, diagnostics. Mm. And we're big at the Prather Practice. Actually, we have a name change. We moved into, we're holistic integration now. Formerly the Prather Practice. So,
what, so I'm out?
Your name is out. No, you're still in.
Okay, all right. I was getting worried there. I thought I might have lost a job there.
You had something to do with the name change.
Okay.
But it was tell our listeners, that was my idea.
I know. That was an excellent name.
We were somewhere in the Caribbean. I was inspired, and we were thinking of name changes.
Right. Wrote it down.
We're on the beach, and I'm like, holistic integration. That's what we do.
That's right. Well, and I think one of the things to let people know is we have 25 different employees there. We've got several providers. And when we called it the Prather Practice, it was more just myself. Mm-hmm. It's expanded out, and it's just not fair to call it the Prather Practice because it's an awful lot of people who are involved in it at this point.
Right, right. So, wanted to clear that up. If you get on our Facebook, you'll see Holistic Integration. So, let's talk about the essential diagnostics, the blueprint to your health. What is meant by this title, Dr. Prather?
Diagnostics, we're structure function practice. Mm-hmm. In structure function practices, what you're trying to do is to take the where you're off with your homeostasis and bring it back into balance. So the lab tests, the diagnostics, are much more important to us even than the disease care. Mm-hmm. Disease care is pharmaceutical-based, and that's basically to deal with the symptoms, which are classified under diseases. Diseases is a set of symptoms put together. And once they have a classification on that, then they go with the pharmaceuticals. And it's not something really that they have to follow up on, and they don't have to get down to the particulars of it. Ours is actually we get down to the particulars of what's actually going on physiologically in the body. And so we have to understand the physiology. So getting down to the blueprint of your system is really what we're looking at, and the diagnostics are absolutely critical to be able to do that.
And you look at them holistically. You don't look
it's
at
It's different
the kidney.
On how we look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an integration, and then there's also the perfect balance on that.
Homeostasis.
And so what how it's read is different than for disease care.
Mm-hmm. So how are you applying this to your own personal life?
Ooh, good question. Because mm-hmm. I wrote up my goals and aspirations for this year. And one of the things I do is I have a set pattern for my diagnostics. So I've got it all mapped out, and there's a lot of different types of things. I do all the different types of heart monitors, colonoscopies, all those types of things to keep my health up. But every 8 weeks, I'm going to be doing blood work on myself. So I can keep up and make sure that if there's any abnormalities, I make those corrections.
Especially during this time.
Yeah. I'm also going, every 3 months, I'm going to be doing a hair analysis, a GI stool kit, and an autonomic nervous system test.
Which we'll be talking about each of those tests.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that I'll be doing so I can keep up and see how things are going and if there's any alterations. And try to keep everything as much in the center as possible.
Well, you know, and what's nice about our diagnostics that we do, insurance covers many of them. And if it doesn't, for example, the trace minerals, hair analysis, it's very affordable.
It is.
All these are very affordable to prevent.
And
you know,
it's like taking care of your car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you sit there and say, hey, I'm going to save money, I'm not going to take it in to get it serviced, you're not going to be saving money.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be saving money short time, but then also you don't have a car. And if your car, you can actually buy a new one.
Mm-hmm.
and
can't
keep
get
going.
A new body.
But
well,
yeah, right now
on
they're
on the side of heaven.
Yeah, right now they're not offering new bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So when your body breaks down, there's no replacing it. So mm-hmm. you know you need to put your value there.
Yeah, what you value. So what diagnostics are critical to your health?
Well, the three main ones, the basis of what we're looking at is, of course, we have the blood work and the ear analysis, we have the hair analysis, and we also have the GI stool kit. And each of those are looking at different areas of the body. The blood work and the urine is working at the physiology of the body, how that's actually circulating through. And then you're looking at the tissue in the hair analysis, how the minerals, heavy metals, all those things are put together. And then in the GI stool kit, how the digestive system is functioning. Mm-hmm. If you laid out your entire intestines, it would actually cover a football field.
Wow.
There's an awful lot going around on there. There's 80% of the immune system around there. It has a huge effect on your health. Mm-hmm. The National Institute of Health did a huge study on that, and there's just so much that comes out of that that it's so important to be able to evaluate. So those are three basic types of things that we do, that we suggest everybody does on an annual basis.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the blood work. Why is blood work so important? And our blood work is very extensive.
Yes.
It's called the Prather Profile. We'll have to have them change that name too. Has that name your name?
Actually, again? I didn't give it that name.
Yeah.
The lab did. So I think they're going to keep that.
Okay.
They're not, they haven't asked me whether they want to change the name or not.
Okay. So why is blood work so important?
Well, blood work, it gives the physiology, you know, just as an example, we just did a blood test on a young lady who you would, you know, was in real good health, everything was going along, but she was extremely iron deficient. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you start to give them the iron. She was also vitamin D deficient. And those things play a big role on her health, mm-hmm. and what's going on.
But she came in, got the blood work.
Sure.
You know, was, you know, feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
But
had no idea that that
no
was going
idea.
On. Mm-hmm. And if you don't test, you don't know. Mm-hmm. I had another gal who had had a stroke. She was older, in her 60s, and had come in and said, you know, I just want to check and see what, you know, what's going on. And she had an extremely low white blood cell count. She was actually with an ominous sign with how low the lymphocytes were. Mm-hmm. Her cholesterol was way too low. You know, there was a problem with that. Elevated liver enzymes. And there were some real problems that were showing up that could be life-threatening. She was feeling well, and she thought that she had things under control, but she just wanted to get checked. And these things were showing up, and these were things that were actually life-threatening. Mm. So if you, you know, so people don't know, you know, there could be some minor things that you need to have fixed, and it will result in you feeling much, much better and probably avoiding a lot of illnesses and problems down the line. Or you could be facing something that could be very imminent and could cause some immediate death. And you don't know unless you actually test. Neither one of these people felt that there would be anything that would be majorly wrong with their lab tests. But there was.
There was. Mm.
And this type of testing should be done on everyone. In other words, all the way from children, all the way up to 100 years old, you should have this done at least once a year to make sure that things
at least.
And mm-hmm. I'm doing it, you know, I'm doing it quite often, mm-hmm. because I really want to, well, one, you know, if it doesn't look good if I get sick, mm-hmm. for my patients, and then, because a lot of people are dependent upon me, and then also I want to live a long time. I've got grandsons that I want to see, you know, actually get married, have kids. I want to go a long time on this, and
with quality of life.
So if I can maintain my health, that's just going to buy me a whole lot of time in my life and life in my time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, important. And can blood work be changed? I mean, I know the answer because I've seen it in my own life.
Well, one of the things is that one of the harder things to change is glomerular filtration rate with the kidney function. Mm-hmm. And we actually do extremely well on that. And many an MD said, I didn't know you could actually change those. Mm. So we actually, not only are we going to test to see what's wrong, but then we also, we'll be able to test again and actually show that the changes are actually taking place. We're not guessing on any of this type of stuff. We're not saying, well, I think that you're better. Mm-hmm. You know, we actually will retest that and say, hey, this has really turned around. I had a gentleman, and his wife is actually a medical doctor, mm-hmm. and he had some really dangerous blood work. And we have been able to get that completely under control for him. And his wife was just very, very grateful for us to be able to change that, because she said, you know, as a medical doctor, there's nothing I could have done for this.
Right. And if you don't know, you can't fix it.
That's right.
All right. When we come back, more New Year, New You, The Blueprint to Your Health, The Essential Diagnostics. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Everything Mama got, I got. Everything. Mama had a thyroid tumor, I had a thyroid tumor. Mama got a parotid gland tumor, I had a parotid gland tumor. Mama had a hysterectomy, I'm still waiting on that. But Mama would tuck me into bed every night, y'all. She'd say every night, didn't matter what I'd done that day, Mark, one day, God's gonna use you. And I don't even know if she believed it looking back on it, but I believed it. I believed it. I'd go to bed dreaming about it. She'd say, one day God's gonna use you. But until he does, take this pill. I mean, she wasn't stupid.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Vitamin D helps to lose weight. If you are low on your vitamin D, then you can start to put on weight. Checking that if you're trying to keep your weight under control, vitamin D has a great deal of effect on that. The reason is because it goes and affects the hormones. Your thyroid levels, we see changes on thyroid. We've had people who didn't do well on trying to get their thyroid balanced. And once we got their vitamin D level balanced out, all of a sudden their thyroid levels were working fine.
Yeah, it's so interesting how things work together holistically.
It is. And being able to look at all the different factors and knowing how everything works together is extremely important.
Yeah, and we're not saying go out to your nearest vitamin store and buy some vitamin D.
No.
You have to have the labs to check
it. You have to have someone who's knowledgeable and looks at all the ramifications that are involved in that.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're doing a series called The New Year, New You here in the month of January. We're talking about the blueprint to your health, the essential diagnostics. Very important. We've been talking about the blood work. Very extensive blood work. It checks every organ system in the body. Let's talk about what role does pharmaceuticals play in changing blood work?
That's an important question because people sit there and say, well, you know, I'm taking pharmaceuticals, you know, is that going to take care of my system? Pharmaceuticals, understanding what they are there for, they are there to help to with symptomatology. Mm-hmm. That's what pharmaceuticals are designed for. They are not there for homeostasis. They are not there to bring balance. They are not there to bring health. Matter of fact, pharmaceuticals by their very nature are poisons. If they aren't poisons, then they can't be classified as a pharmaceutical. Poisons, as pharmaceuticals, never bring you closer to homeostasis. I repeat that. That's not their job. They are not to bring you into better health. Pharmaceuticals are there to help with the symptomatology. Our philosophy is that 80% of all healthcare should be structure function. We're actually expanding and getting people healthier. Mm-hmm. Pharmaceuticals should be 20% of the healthcare system. They are there to control symptoms, which are very, very necessary at times. And we send people out for pharmaceuticals in our office and actually give them at times. So it's a matter of a integration and a balance and knowing what to expect from each one. I had one guy sit there and said, I'm on 8 different pharmaceuticals. My blood work looks terrible. You know, they're not doing their job. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, that's not their purpose. Our purpose is to bring this back into balance. And then as you bring this back into balance, then you can start working off the pharmaceuticals because you won't have the underlying problems that are causing the symptoms, which is classified as a disease. So understanding what each thing is for and how it actually works starts to make sense. And then you can make decisions on your health once you understand what's happening.
So what role does structure function care play in changing blood work? We do structure function care.
Correct.
And I went over our new name is now holistic integration. Let's talk about that role.
Well, it's essential to be able to do that. You know, if you're trying to get the liver under control, pharmaceuticals really can't do that. Mm-hmm. You have to take some
different... You have to really watch the liver enzymes,
you have
right?
to watch if the liver enzymes because they can actually go wrong. So there are several things that can actually help with that. Methionine is extremely important. Choline, inositol can help out. Milk thistle. There's several different herbs and vitamins and minerals that can actually help along those lines. But there's usually deficiencies in what's going on in the system. There's imbalances. And supplementation, which are actually natural products, liver is actually one of the most common things that we give to actually fix the liver. When we're actually working to fix the kidneys, we actually give glandular kidneys in powdered form because people won't eat kidneys. But you need the nutritional for the body to be able to heal it. So what we do is we figure out what are the nutritional needs, what are the herbs that can actually help, give those to the system, and it's critical for those that will actually balance it out. And really, they're all food grade. We just happen to give... Supplements are not... medicines, they're food.
Concentrated food.
Mm-hmm. Concentrated food is what they are. And it's concentrated food that's actually going to heal you. It's not the pharmaceuticals are not there to help you to heal. They help you to control the symptoms until you can get your body healed. And you can then stop the symptoms, stop the pharmaceuticals.
Mm. So is there a difference in how blood work is interpreted between disease care and structure function care?
Absolutely. What they are, you know, even their purpose for drawing the blood test is different. What they're looking for is a disease process so that they can classify it and then find a pharmaceutical to help with the symptomatology. Whereas we are looking for and interpreting the blood work on homeostasis. In other words, and the numbers are different mm-hmm. as you interpret those. One of the things as we hire an MD or a nurse practitioner in our office, and they're trained in the disease care model, we have to retrain them on how to interpret the blood test as a different type of a methodology. Because how we're thinking about it and how we're interpreting it is completely different. So, you know, I had one of my patients actually take the blood work because she was going to be going to visit another doctor. And brought in the blood work, and he's looking at it, and he goes, I've never seen blood work like this before. Why are you even here? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, this is absolutely perfect. I didn't even know you could achieve that. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to achieve, is that perfect homeostasis, and that's what we're striving for with our patients, and then maintaining that.
Mm-hmm. Very important. And, I mean, I see it all the time at the office, the changes with patients.
Sure.
And the importance. Someone might feel, you know, hey, I feel good. I don't get sick.
Right.
But you don't know what's going on in that blood chemistry.
Don't know. I mean, one of the things that's very interesting is hypertension. So you come in with a hypertensive state, and they give you blood pressure medicines, which... oftentimes, I mean, if we have too high blood pressure, we recommend blood pressure medicines, but then we look for the underlying cause. Mm. 70 to 80% of the time, it's actually poor kidney function. then we give supplementation to actually get the kidneys up to par, see the glomerular filtration rate, the creatinine, blood urea, nitrogen all normalize out. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, the blood pressure goes away.
Yeah, because you've gone to the underlying.
Because we've gone to the underlying cause.
Focusing on the symptoms.
Correct.
Well, let's get on to the second diagnostics. Hair analysis. Why is hair analysis so important?
Well, hair analysis, what's your, the other area that you need to look at that doesn't show up in the blood is how the tissue of the body. Mm-hmm. So the hair analysis is a means of actually analyzing that. And the tissue of the body is what's going on in the skin, bone, nervous system, muscle, all those types of things is actually shown up from the hair analysis. You can also do the nails. You could actually go in there and chip off some bone too. That would be a little painful. Hair is a lot easier.
No, thank you.
And what that does is that gives you a really great picture of what's happening with the tissue. And you know, it's what's happening with the magnesium in the blood as opposed to what's happening magnesium in the tissue can be completely different things. Same is true of the calcium. So the blood work might show one aspect of it, but the mineral tissue can be completely different. And it can give you a whole wide range of very, very important types of aspects to the system that doesn't really show up into the blood. And sometimes we don't really find the underlying problem in the blood work, but we find it in the tissue as we're analyzing the hair.
So what does the hair analysis measure?
It will actually go through all the different minerals and also the heavy metals. Mm. And those are all very important. One thing I had a patient, I use her example quite a bit, is that she came in and had actually been to like 12 different doctors trying to find out what was wrong with her because of the extreme pain she was having, fatigue, and illnesses that were just rampant. And nobody could really figure out what the problem was, but no one had done a hair analysis on her. We did the hair analysis. The lab actually came back and said, congratulations, this is the highest aluminum levels that we've ever seen in a human being.
Yeah, that's not something to congratulate. That's something you want to be proud of, right?
No, that's not something. And what had happened is the aluminum, one, can cause a tremendous number of problems in the nervous system. But one of the things it was doing was causing myofasciitis because the aluminum was settling in the fascial material in her body. And every time she moved because of that, the fascia would actually tear. And so she was in constant pain. But it was also causing neurological problems along with that, and would have also then also led to some other different types of problems, especially osteoporosis. So there was a tremendous amount of issues going on her, and we were able to find out, and as we decreased the aluminum, her symptoms got better and better and better and actually disappeared once we got the aluminum to the proper level. Mm. So very, very important type of aspects on that. Also, the hair analysis will show up what's going on in the skeletal structure. We've been able to fix osteoporosis, osteopenia, by getting to the underlying root. Aluminum can actually cause osteoporosis. High copper can also actually cause osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. And it actually shows up in a certain type of a pattern in the hair if you are developing it, even before it would show up on a DEXA scan. Also, we can sit there and look at the hair analysis and know when the DEXA scan, when they're actually measuring the osteoporosis of the body, when it's going to reverse, because we've already reversed it in the hair analysis, and then we know it's going to manifest itself in the actual skeletal structure.
So how important are heavy metals to our health?
Oh, it can be such a problem. Mercury, it's very well known. Lead can kick off all sorts of problems, not only in children, but also in adults. Aluminum is a toxicity that is probably our most common one. I think we had a whole show on that not too long mm-hmm. ago, on how much of an effect that has. Nickel, one of the things I find, upper motor neuron diseases.
With nickel toxicity.
My instructor who was going through the hair analysis, I remember back when, he said nickel was probably, as far as he was concerned, was the most dangerous of all the heavy metals. because of how it affected the upper motor neurons and the severe degenerative diseases that actually occurred from that. So, you know, I found that in many of those types of cases. In many cases, they were starting to develop some symptoms, and we were able to catch it soon enough, got rid of the nickel and those, and I'm sure we prevented them from having a life-threatening upper motor neuron disease occur, ALS, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very important. And it can actually, one of the things is it actually saves lives. Mm-hmm. People die from heavy metals.
Right. Right, and there's not even a focus on it.
There's not a focus. Mm-hmm. There's not really a checking on that, and that's something that really needs to be followed up on.
Mm-hmm. And we use one of the best labs in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're very, very satisfied with our results on that, and one of the ones that's the most recommended.
Okay, and we come back more on the essential diagnostics for a new year, new you.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Let's talk about the different treatments here at the Prather Practice that are effective in infertility.
The most famous one is acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Acupuncture, that's one of the things. We have a very well-known acupuncture part of our practice. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, and so most women... most couples that are coming in for the acupuncture portion. But we also let them know that there's a lot of other things that we can do that can actually help that have been well proven to facilitate pregnancy.
Well, let's go back to acupuncture. Mm-hmm. How does that help in infertility?
There's no doubt that there's quite a bit of results with acupuncture. As a matter of fact, a lot of infertility clinics, because it has improved the rate so much, is that they've added that in mm-hmm. to part of their practice. So there's no doubt that that helps. One of the things that I have found is that acupuncture is absolutely amazing on two things. One, it reduces the inflammation in through the body. Mm-hmm. And inflammation, high amounts, especially in the reproductive area, will certainly... kick off infertility. Mm. So a reduction in inflammation is one of the basic types of things. The other thing that it definitely has been proven to have an effect on is the hormones of the body. Acupuncture really improves the oxytocin, which is sort of your feel-good, happy place.
That's what I hear mostly from patients after their acupuncture.
Sure.
You know, they feel so much better.
Right.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the things that you can do just to feel better immediately. I have a lot of people who have sleep disturbances, anxiety. I've had so many people who, with some regular acupuncture treatments, no longer need anti-anxiety medication. Mm. So there's just this really feel-good, and oxytocin high levels is definitely one of the hormones that really helps with fertility. So that's been very well proven, and we see that evident on every patient almost that we do. Acupuncture definitely has an effect on both of those things, and both of those things has a big part in infertility. If you're going through infertility as an issue, absolutely acupuncture is 100% safe, no real side effects. It would be foolish not to do that.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
So for the whole month of January, we're doing New Year, New You. And we wanted to talk about the blueprint to your health. One of the most important things is doing the diagnostics, because mm-hmm. you don't know, right?
If you don't test, you don't know. That was actually right out of Guyton's physiology book when we went through school.
Yeah. That basic statement.
That statement.
Say that again.
If you don't test, you don't know.
Okay. Makes total sense. So we talked about blood work. We're now talking about hair analysis. So what role does hair analysis play in mineral balance, and how does that affect health?
Well, it affects the nervous system. It affects your bones. It affects your muscles. It affects the endocrine system. Mm-hmm. Copper-zinc ratio is huge on that. Your immune system. We already know that the COVID-19, one of the things is it wipes out your zinc, and then you lose the sense of taste and smell. So it's absolutely critical for every aspect of your health and well-being. Mm-hmm. One of the things that a lot of moms say, what can I do for my kids? You know, because a lot of times when you're talking about toddlers and stuff, you don't want to do a blood draw on them. And I say, well, if we can just get some hair, if we can just balance out their minerals, it's amazing how well children respond.
Yeah, and we have the Mineral Magic supplement.
It really does well. And if you want to keep your kid healthy, you know, just getting a little sample of their hair, sending it in, find out, and then get that balanced out, and you're going to have a happy, healthy kid.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of kids, they're growing so quickly. Yeah. It depletes their minerals.
It does. It does. Mm-hmm. And also, children are much more susceptible to heavy metals. Mm-hmm. They absorb it at four times. Yeah, four times as quickly as an adult will.
Wow, four times.
That's why children, that the Center of Disease Control says testing for children, and they actually have stated that 65% of all children in the United States have some type of heavy metal toxicity that they're dealing with.
What was that percentage?
65%.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure we get time for the gastrointestinal stool test. That's the third essential diagnostic. Why is the GI stool test important?
Well, that's actually out from the National Institute of Health. Hmm. They said one of the things that we have been missing is the gut health of the body. There was a huge, once they did the genome project, then they did the biogenome, where they're actually looking at what makes up the gut. And it is the biggest influence on your immune system of anything going on in your system. Mm-hmm. So if you have an abnormal gut, it's going to wear down your immune system and cause a tremendous amount of issues. And so many people actually have a lot of gut problems. Mm-hmm. A lot of them know it, and some of them don't know it. And getting that tested out and finding out what's going on in there can really save off a whole lot of problems in your health and well-being.
So what's measured in a GI stool kit?
Well, they're actually finding out more and more types of things. One, they find out if there's infections in there, and that's a very common thing that we find.
People harbor infections.
Right.
Could be for years.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. For decades even. And it's constantly wearing down their system. So that's a big thing. Their normal gut flora is a very important type of aspect. How their digestive enzymes, how the bile is actually working to go from the liver into the bile and into the gallbladder and then through the biliary system into the gut. How is that working? Because that controls a lot of how you absorb your nutrition, especially the fat-soluble vitamins. Your pancreatic enzymes is something that can show up along those lines that we can actually see. What is the makeup of your gut? Are you producing toxins in your gut that could lead to colon cancer or actually even cause some brain abnormalities? So we find that we've had some very severely disturbed children who were having mental, emotional problems. Found out that most of that was coming from their gut, get that cleared up, and their problems actually disappeared. Mm. So an awful lot of a factor in so many different types of our health and well-being. I would probably say 80% of all autoimmune diseases are actually originating in the gut.
Well, that was my next question. What role does this play in the autoimmune disease?
And autoimmune diseases are huge right now. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty well accepted that 80% of all the autoimmune diseases come from the gut. And that plays such a big role in so many different types of things. You know, if you're dealing with one of those problems, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, Sjögren's, any of those types of things. Most of it actually originates in the gut. And if you can get that cleared up, you can actually reverse those, where they will go into remission without pharmaceuticals. I mean, you think about how they're dealing with autoimmune diseases right now. One of the biggest things that they do is they actually just go ahead and destroy the rest of the immune system. Mm-hmm. And what that does is that helps with the symptoms, but that actually makes you sicker.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're trading short-term type of improvement in your symptomatology for long-term, probably early death. Whereas if you go in there and you can actually fix the original problem, fix the immune system, then you can actually get over the autoimmune disease. So,
sense.
It's much better route of actually following through on that. And as people do that, then they can actually see the changes and see the improvement in the health, and what they're really going for is not just a temporary type of a change, but a long-term type of fix of the problem.
So who should get a GI stool kit?
Well, actually, that should be done on everyone once a year. Mm-hmm. And it's actually really good to do even on little infants.
In insurance, most insurances cover
it is GI something kit. With, mm-hmm. With the right diagnostics. Now, some people don't have any type of GI problems, and if they still want to have it done, it would be cash. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have symptomatology, then we can't put it down. It's not reimbursed.
But it's affordable. Mm-hmm.
But it is affordable. And if you do have any type of GI complaints or any problems along those lines, definitely that should be one of the first things you do. Because, again, if you don't know, you can't treat.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Finding out what is the real problem. We had a patient who was having a lot of GI issues, and we did a stool kit. We also referred them to a GI specialist just to get a colonoscopy because of all the problems that they were having. And the GI specialist looked at the stool kit and said, wow, this is amazing, all the information mm-hmm. I've got here. Mm-hmm. It's like, why haven't I been doing this? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a specialist along these lines, and I didn't even know this stuff was available.
I know, like the colonoscopy, I think, well, they should give us a grade. Or they're, you know, it's just, do you have a polyp? Do you have
right.
cancer? And, it's, you know.
And when you do a GI stool kit, that can actually predict on whether you might have a problem and identify the problem and then get rid of it before you even develop the cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. So why should these tests be done by a structure function doctor? All these diagnostic, essential diagnostic tests.
If you're not a structure function doctor, then you don't know how to read them. Mm-hmm. So you really have to find someone who specializes in that to be able to get the proper interpretation and then actually know what to do about it. Because it really doesn't do any good to go after that with a disease care.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not what they are trained to do. They don't know how to treat it. They don't understand it. And so it's just not what they have been exposed to.
Mm-hmm. So we have 1 minute left, Dr. Prather. I want to make sure you cover everything you want on these essential diagnostics. We talked about the blood work, the hair analysis, and the GI stool kit.
And one thing that I recommend, you know, the whole thing with this whole COVID-19, it shows up that your own resistance, you have to take care of yourself.
Mm.
You can't be depending upon outside types of influences. You have to take responsibility. And one of the things you can do by taking responsibility is going out and then actually getting the tests that you need to do so that you know where you are and you know what you need to do to actually get back to what you should be and what your health should be. So
yeah, and doing
testing it out.
Mm-hmm, with a structure function doctor who has the training to help the body get back into homeostasis.
Absolutely correct.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, as always. Very informative.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.